You're listening to BBC Learning English.
School children in English-speaking countries have difficulty spelling words such as people and friend. They contain the odd vowels, which are not pronounced. Saipu suggests it is about time we started spelling what we pronounced, and not just in English, but in all languages. Say, for instance, the word oui or yes in French would be spelled W-E-E, and the word Leute in German, meaning people, as L-O-I-T-E. The director of Lagos Capital, Jaber George, who is launching the programme today, insists their aim is to help raise worldwide literacy levels by making spelling easier.
One of the reasons why in some cultures and in certain languages there is higher illiteracy rates than others is because of the difficulty in learning how to read and write. And by having actually a phonetic alphabet, then you don't have this problem anymore. Everyone will be able to read and write much more easily. So Esperanto basically is to have a single language that's spoken by everyone. Here what we're trying to do is just to have all these languages written using the same alphabet.
Even though there might be linguists out there frowning at the project already, Jaber insists their program won't undermine the beauty and the playfulness of words and languages. They aim to create their own dictionary of words from around the world, and if you are so inclined, you could log in and add a word or two from your part of the world.